Let's talk about the Yurchenko double pike. It's a gymnastics move that is so dangerous, only a handful of men have successfully executed it. And then there's Simone Biles. Biles is now the first woman to complete this move during last weekend's U.S. Classic competition. And of course, she's received high praise from the crowd, although the judges see it differently. They gave her a provisional scoring value of 6.6. That's close to what Biles's less intensive vaults have received. Joining us to talk more about this is Devorah Myers. She's a freelance journalist and author of the book, The End of the Perfect 10, The Making and Breaking of Gymnastics, Top Score from Nadia to Now. And Devorah, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yes. So first, can you explain the Yurchenko double pike and why it's so dangerous that gymnasts won't even practice doing it?
Well, I think it's very, you know, the Yurchenko technique, which is basically the round off back handspring entry, and then you do a backflip and then you do twist and flips off of it. Instead of doing a twisting vault, she has done a double somersault off. So she's the first back double somersault in the history of women's vaulting. There's only one other double salto vault that was performed, and that was Yelena Protonova back in like 1999 and 2000. Mm.
What did you think when you saw her land this move?
So I was just blown away, and I had seen her training videos, but just to finally see it in competition was genuinely exciting.
Well, the judges scoring her were not as impressed. They gave her a 6.6. That's close to what Biles' other vaults have received. Biles actually spoke to the New York Times about this, and she said, quote, "I feel like now we just have to get what we get because there's no point in putting up a fight because they're not going to reward it." The United States women's national team coordinator, Tom Forster, agreed with Biles that a 6.6 was not high enough. What do we know about how scoring is done?
So those judges at the Classics didn't make this determination. They were told, you know, this is a provisional evaluation that was given by the International Gymnastics Federation, specifically the Women's Technical Committee. So Tom Forster, you know, probably reached out to them to ask, like, what is the approximate valuation for this vault when Simone does it in the Olympics? And they probably then gave that value to the panel of judges at the competition whose job it is to determine the difficulty.
Well, even still, though, the perception is that they've scored her lower than they should have. And this isn't the first skill the 24-year-old has felt undervalued for by judges. We're just reading that ahead of the 2019 World Championships, Biles expressed how pissed off she was, those are her words, over the gymnastics governing body's unfair valuation of a balance beam dismount. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. I'm just saying that the judges at the Classics aren't responsible, but there is a responsible party, and it's the Women's Technical Committee. Because like you said, in 2019, she submits a skill at the World Championships, and then the WTC will give it a value. She would introduce a double twisting, double somersault off the balance beam. And she got the value of H, which on its face was pretty egregious, because there is this pattern of expected upgrades, like, you know, the double back, I believe, off the beam is a D, and then the full twisting double back will be the G. But then when they were giving her the value for the beam dismount, they were just like, oh, we're just going to make it an H, which means it's just a 1/10 extra over the full twisting double back. And so she expressed her dissatisfaction with what she felt was too low a score.
This sounds very familiar, because we saw something similar with Serena Williams, right? I mean, she actually said in a British Vogue interview that she was, quote, underpaid and undervalued. And she feels like there's a direct line here between how women are scored or thought of in their particular field, specifically in sports, and their race. Is that what we're seeing with Biles?
I think that is definitely what we're seeing with Biles. And there's also a larger context of the general disaster that is the rating system inside the Women's Technical Committee. And I think what that happens is it also becomes this ideal system to hide bias in, because it makes it very difficult to challenge, right? To say, oh, you are treating me unfairly. I definitely agree that there's this bias there against her, and also a problematic system in which she is trying to operate. And also some other athletes to sort of point out times when they have been unfairly treated because the system itself doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, the Tokyo Olympics are this summer and Biles will compete with the U.S. women's gymnastics team. What should we be looking for?
I mean, beyond the fact that she will, I mean, I hope do this vault, despite the fact that they gave it a 6.6 instead of a 6.8, because it deserves to be showcased at the Olympics and it deserves to be in the quota point under her name. But I just think that she is going to just showcase why she is the greatest of all time again.
That's DeVore Myers, a freelance journalist and author, talking about Simone Biles. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me.